Whether we like it or not, monetary decisions are intertwined with health policy and they can't be separated. Two variations on this theme have occurred this week. The Australian government's mini-budget, as part of the savings measure, has deferred some funding for research. Doesn't mean the universities or researchers won't get money, it just means some of it will be delayed. Surprise, surprise, we've had major squealing from those affected. You know, in the current world economy, everybody is having to tighten their belts, and businesses and individuals are having to do this. I can't see any reason why universities and researchers should be given special treatment. They also have to be more productive. You know, one of the questions that never gets asked, though, is how much research that gets done is actually useful. I get a lot of medical news wires and therefore see a lot of studies, and often I'm scratching my head and asking, who has paid for this study and why was it done? And the other thing with a lot of studies is the conclusion is often we need more funding to do more research. So it's not about more money, it's about better use of money. So there is no reason why universities and researchers should not be more productive and provide better value for the funding dollar that they get rather than constantly squeal for more funding dollars. The other story was about people in their 50s and above who are skipping dosages of medications because of cost. Once again, the issue went to the price of medications. In Australia, people can pay as little as $5.60 on a concession card or somewhere in the mid-30s if they're not. Now, if you are on a few different medications, you know, that is going to mount up a little bit, but it's not thousands of dollars necessarily. The question that also never gets asked is why are so many people on so many different medications? Recent research has questioned the value of treating mild blood pressure. Yes, it lowers blood pressure, but it doesn't necessarily stop you having a stroke or mean you live any longer. We know that for people who haven't had a heart attack, that lowering their cholesterol also doesn't mean they're going to live any longer. So again, rather than saying we need more funding for medications, maybe the question should be asked, why are so many people on medications and do they all need them? I suspect we're asking at times the wrong questions. Necessarily, we don't get the right answers. We need to be asking the right questions so as we can get the right answers.